You're listening to Marcus Sahaba Online Radio Podcast.
Allahi wa barakatuh. Well, this is the second hour of this afternoon's Q&A program. Mufti Sahab, our first question for this particular segment. This person wants to know, is it true that if you accept a proposal and then on a Friday, and you say yes on a Friday, there will be barakah in this?
In Islam, we have special terms for this. One is called tasha'um, one is called tafa'ul. Tafa'ul means to take a good omen. If you speak to your nanima, dadima, who are 60, 70, 80 years old, they will know the term nekfali and badfali. So to take a good omen in Islam is permissible. Let me give you one, two examples. I am going to propose to that girl, but I'm not even sure of her name. So when we found out her name is Saliha, her name is, you understand, pious. So her name is Jamila, beautiful. So that you take as a good omen, so that's fine, so no problem in that. And remember, bad omens, you know, our people got bad omens, superstitious beliefs and so forth. If the mirror falls, then there'll be bad luck and all that. So Islam came to abolish all these type of things there. So what you will say, good omen, permissible in Islam. Bad omen, bad luck, not permissible in Islam. We don't believe in that. We reject it. So now you want to give the answer to the boy who proposed to your daughter. So mashallah, on a Friday, so it's good. It's Sayyidul Ayyam. It is the best day of the week. So inshallah, Allah will give both parties, the husband, the wife to be, both families, more and more barakah. So that is called tafa'ul. But it's nothing to do with sunnah and all that. It is just, you must remember, considered a good omen. So it is permissible. Or you say, let us wait, you understood, for Wednesday afternoon when du'as are accepted. So then we will give the answer and reply and response. So that also is good omen. So all that would be acceptable, but we must keep everything in its proper perspective. So we will say it is nekfali, it is a good omen, it is tafa'ul, in Arabic we call. Tasha'um, bad luck, not permissible. That person went on a Wednesday, so I will never travel on a Wednesday. That person went to this hospital and died, me, I'll never go to that hospital. No, we don't believe in bad luck and bad omens in Islam. So Islam came to abolish all this type of superstition.
Our next question, in which month did the journey of the Hijrah begin?
Remember that Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam entered, you must remember, Makkah from Madinah Munawwara during Rabiul Awwal, and the preparation already started during Muharram, and Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu warda already purchased the two camels and so forth and so on. So if you are speaking about the actual preparation, that started in Muharram, and if you are speaking about the journey itself, you must remember when they entered Madinah Munawwara and so forth, that was in Rabi'ul Awwal. And remember, therefore, our calendar starts with this Hijrah, and now we are in 1441, Alhamdulillah, and the year is about to end. So three lessons here we must learn. Number one, when Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Sani Yasnain, who is Sani Yasnain? The greatest personality after all the messengers and Anbiya alayhi musallam, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an. So he was the second of the two when they were in the Ghar Thawr in the cave. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sayyidina Abu Bakr, chapter surah 9 verse 40, when they were coming to Madina Munawwara, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the first of the first, obviously, and the second of the two was Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq. Then the Najjar children, if you go to Cape Town today, you will find the Najjar family, carpenters. So their great-grandfathers, somebody came from the Arab world and so forth. So they, the daughters of Medina, waiting for Habibuna Rahmatulil Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to enter Medina Munawwara. They never saw the Master alayhi salam. They never ever witnessed Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq. Lo and behold, when they entered, it's a children, small, young girls, they had the duff or the doof, any way you can pronounce it, duff, duff boat, and they were hitting it. Duff is a drum one side, and they hit it, and they welcoming Mustafa, Habibuna, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They welcoming, you know, kalimatu tarheeb, welcome ya Rasulullah. What did they say? Nahnu jawarin min banin najjari. We are the daughters of the Najjar tribe. Ya habbada Muhammadun jari. How excellent today Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is our neighbor. Nahnu jawarin min banin najjari. Ya habbada Muhammadun jari. Third one. Remember, the Islamic year is reaching its ending very, very rapidly. We will die very soon. Allah alone knows. Death can approach any time. Today, tomorrow, next year, whenever Allah wants. So is our will ready? Our last testament ready? Today, you still got time. Tomorrow is still public holiday. They tell us it's Women's Day. I told you in Islam, every day is Father's Day, Mother's Day, Women's Day. So you O Muslim, yabitu laylataini illa wa wasiyatu maktubatun indahu. You must ensure that you should not allow two nights to pass, but your final will and last will should be prepared and written already. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif. So think about all this, my brother. Every second day, third day, I'm dealing with estates and how the people are fighting. You must remember that. We don't know them, we just try and assist them. So try and sort out all your matters now. You got enough time. Use your leisure time in the pleasure of Almighty Allah. Jalla wala. Allah grant us tawfiq.
Now, is it permissible to read the witr just before tahajjud, or is it better to read after Isha?
Remember that we find both ways. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam's qawl mubarak, the speech mubarak, authentic hadith in Sahih Muslim, ij'alu akhira salatikum bil layli witra, that you read the witr salat in the latter portion of the night, and remember that should be your last salat for the night. That is the speech mubarak of the messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The fi'l mubarak, the amal, the normal practice of Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was there to wake up in the early part of the morning, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, depending on the season, obviously. Ya al-muzammil qumil layla illa qalila. So then to read 8 rakats, 2, 2, 2, 2, tahajjud, and then read witr salat. That was the adat mubarakah, the normal habit. You open Mishkat, you open Musnad Ahmad, Muslim Sharif, all you will find it. Then we find that Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu Anu and them say, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave me wasiyat, gave me nasihat. Awsani khalili, that my khalil Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, an utira, that I should make witr qabla an anam, before I sleep. So from there, remember, Abu Huraira was a student, the greatest Shaykhul Hadith. He was in the hostel. Where's the hostel? Ashabi Sufa. They are eating, drinking, everything took place there in Masjid Nabawi, the first hostel in the history of Islam. So you must remember, for students, because you're going to study daytime, nighttime, all that. So maybe you will miss your witr salat in the early part of the morning, 2, 3, 4 o'clock. So read it before you go and sleep. So if you're reading it like tonight before you sleep, so after your Isha, you read 2 rakats, sunnat muakkada. And then you read another 2, another 4, another 6, 8 rakats, make intention of tahajjud. And then you read your witr, and then you go and sleep. So all this we have dalail and evidence. But the best of the best is, Allah grant tawfiq, we wake up in the early, early part of the morning. Tatajafa junubuhum anil madaji yaduna rabbi. To understand this, you need to understand the balagha, the rhetoric, the style, the diction and beauty, glory of the noble Quran. One word is wafa. The husband has to be loyal to his wife. The wife has to be loyal to her husband. So that you call wafa. Wa Ibrahim alladhi wafa. How loyal was Khalilullah Ibrahim alayhi salam? Now we're sleeping, husband, wife, mother, daughter, mother, son, whatever, baby, children. And then you in your deep sleep, the alarm rings, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock. We jump up. Now we are disloyal to the bed. We are disloyal to our comfort. Now we wake up to show, Ya Allah, I'm loyal to you. Tatajafa junubuhum anil madaji. So they make jafa. So wafa and jafa. Wafa to be loyal and jafa to be unloyal, disloyal. Oh bed, oh comfort zone, I'm no more loyal to you. Now I have an appointment with my Creator. Radku, Spirane Peer, Hazrat Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, Rahimahullah, Nawarallah Marqadahu. Go read his profile and life history. And lo and behold, they were offered kingdom. Not small, small thing, kingdom. And he said, your kingdom is not worth my 2 rakats. I read in the darkness of the night when I speak to my beloved Allah. So these are the khasane khuda, the special, special servants of Almighty Allah. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, advice for me and you. And if you only understood the beauty of the hadith, at'imut ta'am, take your food and go feed the poor, needy, Muslim, non-Muslim, with your lillah, sadaqah, not zakat, and so forth. So, at'imut ta'am, and then, what must you do? Afshu salam, make salam. That Muslim, Muslim, make salam to one another. That will create love and unity within the heart. Afshu salam, at'imut ta'am, and wasilul arham, and join the family ties. Wasallu bil layli wan nasu niyam, and read salat in the darkness of the night whilst the people are fast asleep. Tadkhulul jannata bi salam, you will enter Jannah peacefully. Therefore the hadith in Mishkat Sharif, Musnad Ahmad. Therefore Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, he ad'abu salihin. You can't become a waliullah, you can't become a khasane khuda, a special slave and servant of Allah, until unless we perform the tahajjud salat. So understand the beauty of it. So first tahajjud and then witr. Few occasions only Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam read 2 rakats after the witr, li bayanil jawaz, to show that that also is permissible. But best is you read witr and then finish for the night, no 2 rakats after that. It's not haram or something, it's permissible, but the normal habit was not to read it.
Akhiran for that, Mufti Sahib. Mufti Sahib, this particular person goes for interviews. The prospective employer says that, you know, start on Monday. When they do go on Monday, they say they've got someone else that has taken the position. Please advise, Mufti Sahib.
Remember, in cases like that, now you are feeling dejected, you are feeling rejected. So what should you do? Place your trust in Allah. Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakil, fa ni'mal mawla wa ni'mal nasir. Surah 3, verse 173. So that is, Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakil. Allah is sufficient for us. Allah is the best one to take care of our matters and affairs. And thereafter you read with that, Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakil, fa ni'mal mawla wa ni'mal nasir. Read Surah 22, verse 78. Fa ni'mal mawla, hence Allah is the best protector. Wa ni'mal nasir, the best helper and the one to assist us. And then you are feeling down and out and rejected, dejected. Read the dua of a Nabi. Which Nabi? When he used to go to his people, they would cover their eyes. They would say, we don't want to see you. When he used to speak, they used to insert their fingers in their ears. We don't want to hear you. He cried to Allah. Who's the Nabi? Nabi Nuh alayhi salam. Open chapter 71. You will find the whole story incident there. But when he cried, Surah 54, verse 10. Surah 54, verse 10. Fada'a rabbahu anni maghlubun fantasir. So you want to read, my brother? Rabbi anni maghlubun, Ya Allah, I'm overpowered. Ya Allah, I'm overwhelmed. Fantasir, you help me, you assist me, Ya Allah. I want halal income. I'm begging you, Ya Allah. So we all go through these vicissitudes of life. You must remember that. And if we are sincere, we are asking Allah. Allah will open up so many doors for you. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. Whosoever has some taqwa and fear of Allah, based on love and respect for Allah, Allah makes a way out for that person. وَيَرْزُقْهُ min haythu la yahtasib. Allah gives him such rizq and sustenance and your provision from where he never ever anticipated and expected. Surah 65 verses 2, 3, 4. So read all this, my brother. Never feel despondent. Allah Jalla wa Ala will open doors for us.
Which surahs are sunnah to read in the witr salah?
Read Sabbih Hisma Rabbikal A'la in the first rakat after Surah Fatiha, obviously. Then read Kul Ya Al Kafirun in the second rakat. Thereafter read Kul Huwallah. Occasionally, once, a few times only. Mustafa Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam also read after Kul Huwallah. Kul A'udhu Bi Rabbil Falaq and Kul A'udhu Bi Rabbin Nas. Before in the Haram, in 70s and that, you know. So used to hear the Imam sometime, occasionally they used to. Nowadays they don't do. They just read Kul Huwallah and then they make the dua and so forth. So you must remember that, but that also is a sunnah. So after Surah Fatiha in Ijrakat, Sabbih Isma Rabbikal A'la, Suratul A'la, Surah Kafirun, Kul Ya Kafirun, and Surah Ikhlas, Kul Huwallah Wahad. So learn it and read it, and inshallah, every sunnah of Habibun Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is khayrun min ad-dunya wa ma fiha, is better than this whole world and whatever it contains. And when we revive and practice one sunnah, yuhbibukumullah, you become the beloved of Almighty Allah jalla wa ala, wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum, and Almighty Allah will forgive you your sins as well.
Muftisab, what dua can one read to change the heart of the seller to accept my offer to purchase his property?
You must remember that human being, we are short-sighted, we are myopic, you know. We think that if I get this property, then finish. That is my dream come true. So it's good, but we forget one word. When you make dua to Allah, say, Ya Allah, I want to purchase this property. It's a bargain as far as my concern. But say, if there is khair in it, if there is goodness in it, then you, Ya Allah, give it to me. So don't keep on begging that person there. Beg Allah first. وَأَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَهُ شَيْئًا وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ. And sometimes in life you dislike something and it is better for you. وَأَسَىٰ أَن تُحِبُّ شَيْئًا وَهُوَ شَرٌ لَكُمْ. And sometimes you love something, you want something, but in the long term it is harmful, detrimental, bad for you. You know, I went now to Barberton. So Carolina, Barberton, Komati, long trip, 1,300 kilos I did, far places this, driving alone, you know, tired. Anyway, cut long story short. So what happens is, I landed up in Barberton. So my father-in-law is buried there. My brother-in-law now passed away 3 weeks ago, Abdullah. Allah grant all of them the marhumin, Jannatul Firdaus. While I was speaking now, the thought came. So whilst I was studying there in Karachi, my father-in-law wanted to see his daughter, you know. So he came alone for Hajj then. Hajj, obviously you're going to come to Makkah, and Hajj finished everything. Now he came to Jeddah airport. He got boarding pass, he got everything in his hand, everything. And then he went to the counter. So that he said, please, I'm one person, I must go, you know, I want to go Jeddah, Karachi. So that person told him, there's not place for half a person in this plane. Never mind one person, there's no place for half a person in this. See, some, now how disappointed he felt. Old man sitting there at the airport, now the plane is gone. Lo and behold, after 2-3 hours, news came, plane crashed, everybody passed away. See, now what you will say. So, Masha Allahu Khan. That is Allah. So, always you must remember. Next day he came, after 1-2 days, you must remember. So, don't say, I must have this property, I must. Say, Ya Allah, if there's khair in it, goodness in it, then you read, Ya Wahabu, Ya Basitu, Ya Razaku, all that you read, read 2 rakat salat, and Allah will make easy for you. But don't say, I must have it and go beg Him. First, we beg Allah, Jalla wa Allah, always remember.
Isab, can a woman breastfeed her child for 2 years, 2 months if a child is Down syndrome and he needs it?
Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala teaches us in Surah 31 of the Noble Quran, Surah Luqman. وَفِصَالُهُ فِي عَامَيْنِ, that the weaning period, so remember, is the 2 lunar years. وَفِصَالُهُ فِي عَامَيْنِ. So if you open Surah Luqman, chapter 31, verse 14, you will find it. So the fatwa verdict of the Shafi'is, the Malikis, Hanbalis, all of them say 2 lunar years. The Hanafis, Imam Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah, used to say, no, I look at that ayat also, but I look at another ayat also, وَفِصَالُهُ ثَلَاثُونَ شَهْرًا وَحَمْلُهُ وَفِصَالُهُ ثَلَاثُونَ شَهْرًا. So Imam Abu Hanifa only, his students differed with him also, Sahibain, Imam Abu Yusuf, Imam Muhammad, rahimahullah. Imam Abu Yusuf is buried in Iraq, we went to his grave, Mubarak, Imam Hanifa's grave, all these Imams, alhamdulillah. Imam Muhammad bin Hassan Shaybani, rahimahullah, is buried in Iran, there you won't find his grave. Anyway, you must remember, but he's buried there, in the Ray, that area he's buried. Anyway, you must remember, these two students, the first, they said 2 lunar years, we asked Imam Abu Hanifa, he said 30 months, 2.5 years. Now see the barakat of fiqh, of jurisprudence. Allah Jalla wa Ala, mother, give your son, give your daughter complete shifa, Down syndrome child, challenges for you and the baby. Read Surah 46, verse 15, 1-5. Surah chapter 46, verse 15, 1-5, in the 26 Supara, 26 Jews. Wa asalih li fi dhurriyati. Oh Allah, bring about piety, reform, goodness within my progeny and children. Now he is Down syndrome or she is Down syndrome, whatever. So you continue, no problem. You can go now 2 years, 2 months. You can go for 2 years, 6 months also. So all that is fine, acceptable. You will give the fatwa in that case according to Imam Abu Hanifa. This is the barakat and the blessing of fiqh and jurisprudence. فَفَهَمْنَاهَا Sulaiman. See how Allah Jalla wa Ala gave profound, deep understanding to Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salatu salam. So that is how you must understand the Sharia. Sometimes because of circumstances, so we will not pass the fatwa of 2 years, we will pass the fatwa of 2.5 years, especially in cases like this. Our deen, ad-deenu yusrun, our deen is a rahmah, is a mercy for humanity and posterity.
What will happen to the Baytullah, the Ka'batullah on the day of Qiyamah?
Before the day of Qiyamah, hadith in Bukhari Sharif, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I'm seeing that Habasha, that Habashi person, dark looking person, and Zusuwaykatain, and remember his shins, his calves are very, very thin and so forth, and he will be coming and Yahadimul Ka'ba, he'll be destroying the Ka'ba Musharrafa. So remember, the Ka'ba will be demolished entirely or most of it, and therefore Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hadith said that istamti'u min hadhal bayt, hadith in Sahih ibn Khuzaimah, take benefit of this baytullah, fa inna qad hudima marratain, it has been demolished twice, and when it is demolished again, then it won't be rebuilt, that is before Qiyamah. So remember, before Qiyamah it will be demolished and so forth by the enemies. So remember, that will usher in even Qiyamah. So these are Ashratu Sa'a, the signs of Qiyamah as we are now. So every day passing, we're going nearer and nearer. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu warda, faqihu hadhil ummah, the genius and the jurist of this ummah, when the sun used to set, his face used to become somber and serious. When his students asked him, oh Ustad, oh Sheikh, what's all this going on now? His answer, ye to write this in golden water, meaning take this advice. He said, Naqasa fihi ajali, my lifespan is getting, is decreasing and shorter every day. Naqasa fihi ajali, walam yazid fihi amali, but my righteous deeds, my good actions are not increasing. What do? We just kill time and waste time, Allah forbid. Majority of the ummah, Allah forbid. So brothers, sisters, children, learn life, use it. Don't waste time and kill time. So that is what lessons we should be learning. Remember this, because Qiyamah is coming nearer. We, the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, believe in two Qiyamah, the Sughra and the Kubra. The Sughra, a person passed away. Just now I was there, Zohar time, one person is a Hafiz. He stood next to me, he said to me, Hamru, you heard. That person passed away and so forth. I said, when? He said, now. So he's in a masjid, he just got a message. So see, we have just made dua. We don't know the person. So Allah grant them Jannatul Firdaus. Every day we just hear. So the people who pass away, man mata faqad qamat qiyamatu. The micro has started already, and his or her qiyamat has started. One is the macro for all entire creation. Kullu shayin halikun illa waja. Everybody, everything shall perish except him, Allah Jalla. He was, he is, he will always be. وَتَرَى النَّاسَ سُكَارَى وَمَا هُمْ بِسُكَارَى وَلَكِنَّ عَذَابَ اللَّهِ شَدِيدٌ. On that day, the day of justice, you will think and see the people are drunk and intoxicated. Nay, they're not drunk. The punishment and chastisement of Allah is very, very severe. Chapter 22, verse 2, all Tuesday. Surah 99, إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا وَأَخْرَجَتِ الْأَرْضُ أَثْقَالَهَا. Remember when the convulsion start, one small tremor took place. Yeah, in lands, one day I was there in Namaz, I remember. And I just felt something, that my books and everything were moving. And then next day I read, they say, was an 8 second or 10 second tremor in Indonesia. You know that it makes your whole body shake. So imagine Allah protect us, Allah give us hifazat, afiyat. What will happen on that day? Everything will turn upside down. So when that is the kubra, the macro. So you must remember, as we are going now, progressing with time, so we're going nearer to the sughra and kubra. That is our qiyamah, our individual qiyamah, death. And one is that everybody, everything shall perish. So that is what we are witnessing already and seeing. Allah protect us.
Does aqiqah need to be done by the seventh day, or can it be done at a later stage due to financial constraints?
Remember that the wife gave birth today. Today is Sunday, mashallah, and was a happy, happy occasion. Wife gave birth, a baby boy, baby girl is born. So next week, Saturday, is the seventh day. That is sunnah that you make and perform the aqiqah to go. The word is aqiqah. I get so many people writing to me and they write it incorrectly. You know, they say haqiqa, they put a H. There's no H. It's aqiqa, A-Q-I-Q-A, aqiqa, or A-Q-E, and a double E if you want to make. So aqiqa, not the haqiqa. Aqiqa is haq, is the truth. So that is, they don't put the haqiqa, it's aqiqa. So that was just something to rectify. I'm amazed the people how they spell sometimes. So aqiqa, remember that today the wife gave birth, so Saturday next week you must remember is the aqiqa, two goats or two sheep for the boy. One goat or one sheep for the girl. You can't afford it, no problem. Anytime after that you do it, and Allah Jalla Wala will give you great, great reward. Aqiqah is sunnah. Amitu anhul adha. Your special son, your special flower was born. So remove the impending harm coming in the direction of this baby. And it is shukrana lillah. Ya Allah, you bless me with the son and daughter. Now I sacrifice this animal or animals in the case of a boy to thank you and show gratitude to you, O my beloved Allah.
To Mufti Saab, that brings us to the end of 90 minutes of the program. After the break, we continue with the last 30 minutes of this afternoon's Q&A program.
You're listening to Marcus Sahaba Online Radio Podcast.
Well, that brings us now to the last half an hour of this afternoon's Q&A program. Mufti Saab, our first question for this particular segment, how many grams of silver can a man wear for a ring, and on which hand and which finger do you wear the ring?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. I just looked at my phone now during the break, and I received a message now. Our respected Imam Maulana Hanif Pando Saab, Imam of Stengar Jami Masjid, has passed away. Whenever I used to have programs there, I used to always meet him on a Hanif Pando. And remember, I used to tell him, Aapke awaz itne behtareen hai. Yo, speak Urdu with him. Your awaz, your voice was so good and sweet, you know, like a nightingale. And I used to always request that he should read one Naat Sharif or one Nazam or something. He has passed away in the mercy of Allah. I was just telling you about death now, that the Surah and the Kubra and now it's in front of us. So what should we do? Read Rabbana ighfir li wa li walidayya wa lil mu'minina yawma yaqumul hisab. Learn these two verses, these two lines. Number one, chapter 14, verse 41, Surah Ibrahim. Rabbana ighfir li, O beloved Allah, forgive me, wa li walidayya, and my beloved parents, wa lil mu'minina, and the believers. Ya Allah, forgive Abu Mawlana Hanif Pando Sahib rahimahullah, and yawma yaqumul Hisab, the day the reckoning will be established. Surah 59, verse 10. So you read Surah Hashr, and this is in the 28th Juz, 28th Supara. Rabbana ighfir lana wa li ikhwanina alladhina sabaquna bil iman. Oh, beloved Allah, forgive us. Forgive our brothers, our sisters who passed away before us with iman. So Allah Jalla wala, through His benevolence, grace, mercy, grant our Mawlana Hanif Pando Sahib Jannatul Firdaus, Pasmandagan ko Allah Ta'ala sabre jameel ata farmai. The bereaved family, they know the loss, somebody's husband, somebody's father, somebody's father-in-law, whatever it is, remember that Allah grant all of you sabr, and remember we read Surah Yasin, we make dua for everybody, and Allah Jalla wala make it easy for us and the entire Ummah and Muslimah. The hadith is in Tirmidhi Sharif. The question now that you ask regarding the ring. A person came, a male Sahabi radiallahu anhu, with gold ring. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Hilyatu ahlil Jannah. Now you are wearing the adornment and that what the people in Jannah are going to wear. Then he came with another metal and so forth. So Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the people who make idols and so forth, the mushrikeen, the polytheist idols, they make their idols with all this. Then so ittakhidhu min wariqin. So for the men, you must use the silver ring only. And Hanafis are strict on that. And you must remember, it should not exceed misqal. So misqal is 4.85 grams of silver, and it should not exceed that amount. 4.85 grams of silver. Remember, all the fuqaha jurors agree on this. One occasion, Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam emerged from the Hujra Mubarakah, the house, and in one hand Mubarak was genuine gold, in the other hand Mubarak was genuine silk. And Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Huma haramun ala dhukuri ummati, that these two metals, meaning that gold, genuine gold, and the genuine silk, remember, is haram, unlawful for the men of my ummah. Open Mishkat Mustafa Ahmad, various compilations. So therefore, gold ring for men, totally haram, not permissible. But which other rings are permissible? Hanafi say silver only. Shafi, Zambalis and them, much more flexibility. They say silver and iron, steel, all that will be acceptable as well. But Hanafi say, no, you must just confine it to silver. Now that is academic discussion. Which ring, which finger should you wear it in? If you look at your fingers, you have the index finger, you have the middle finger, you have the ring finger, and then you have the little finger. So for the man, you wear it in your ring finger, that is next to your little finger. For women, any finger you can wear. And remember that for women, you wear gold also. Perfect woman, they love gold, you know. So mashallah, you the husband, now you're getting married, and just now Hafiz Sahib mentioned, I got a shock, you know. Hafiz Sahib mentioned the Mahar e Fatimi, 26,000 rand. The other day, even today, I went to Hazrat Mufti Sahib. Sometime when we're alone, you know, we make some light-hearted stories. So that this morning also I was there with Allah's fazl and grace. So I told him, Hazrat, aapko pata hai کہتے ہیں جس اوور 20,000 کہ آج کل مہر فاطمی جو ہے 20,000 سے زیادہ ہے, جس کو مہر فاطمہ دینا ہو تو ان کو بھی استخارہ کرنا پڑے گا, یو نو دیٹ اف یو وانٹ ٹو گیو مہر فاطمی فار دیٹ پرسن آلسو یو ہیو ٹو میک استخارہ. ناؤ ہیز گون 26,000, سو آئی ڈونٹ نو ویئر ہی از گون ٹو اینڈ اپ, بٹ اللہ نوز بیسٹ. سو ریمبر دیٹ آلسو یو ہیو ٹو تھنک اباؤٹ دیس تھنگ. سو اف یو کانٹ گیو کیش یو مسٹ ریمبر یو گیو ان جولری اینڈ واٹ, سو اٹس فائن, آل از پرمیسبل, اینڈ اللہ تعالیٰ میک اٹ ایزی for all parties. And for women, you wear gold, you wear silver, all acceptable. Men, gold only. Sorry. For men, you must remember silver only, no gold. And remember, Hanafi say silver only. Shafi then say other metals as well beside gold. So that is permissible.
Mufti Sahib, can a lady leave her hair open in front of mahram?
Yeah, you must remember there are three issues. Husband, wife, there is no parda and hijab between them. So if the wife and husband are alone in the house, her hair is exposed and so forth and so on. And even if she got a little bit seductive clothes, because they're alone. So all that, you must remember, will be acceptable. But it don't mean now day and night you carry on like that and lose your haya and shame and morality, modesty. So occasionally, or in the bedroom and so forth. Second one is the daughter is there, and now your father is there, your brother is there, and your hair is covered, your hair is open and so forth. So from fatwa point of view, we will say permissible. But taqwa, precaution, we will say is better to be covered. Even a wife, if she covers her hair and all that in front of the husband, in the house there's nobody. So you must remember, we'll say very good. We're not saying it's compulsory. We will say it is mimbabil adab, it is etiquette and so forth. And we find dalil for this. If you study Siratul Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you will find one day Jibreel alayhi salatu salam brought wahi revelation. And now he must enter the Hujra Mubarakah, the house Mubarak of Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, come inside. So meaning come. Says, no, tell Sayyidah Khadija radiallahu anha, some hair is exposed, she must cover it. Subhanallah. What honorable ladies they were. Today we discuss another dimension. Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu anha's house Mubarak. Sayyidah Khadija radiallahu anha's house Mubarak. In their homes, in their hujurat, Surah Hujurat, chapter 49, wahi revelation used to come. Oh Ummah, you the one want to come tell me and teach me today is Women's Day. So let me tell you what is Women's Day Islamically. Read 2 rakat salat today before Asr. Read 2 rakat salat after Maghrib, after Isha. And say, Ya Allah, I'm reading these 2 rakats for the honorable wives of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sayyida Khadija al-Kubra, Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa, Sayyida Hafsa radiallahu anha. Remember, they are the ones in whose homes that wahi revelation used to come. Huya Nisa al-Nabi, lastunnaka hadim minan nisa. You are not like other women. You are the best of the best. Subhanallah. So me and you to show our gratitude daily. You give it 2 rakat salat for them. You give out charity on their behalf. Then Allah will use you and your family for the protection of the integrity, honor of the sahaba. Tahaffuz namus sahaba wajib hai. To protect the honor and the dignity of sahaba, male, female, and the honorable Ahlul Bayt, the family of Nabi alayhi salam, is compulsory in Islam. So understand this type of issues here. So yeah, you must remember that your daughter, your sister, her hair is open and so forth, niece and so forth. I went now to my sister and my nieces and all of them, so their hair was open. So you must remember, you can see some hair and so forth. So now you don't say, no, cover it, you know, I came in there. So you must remember, you can say nasihatan, that from taqwa point of view, you say that it's better to cover, but you can't say fatwa is compulsory, you must cover. Yes, strange people come, then it's compulsory to cover. Surah 33, verse 59. Ya ayyuhan nabi, qul li azwajika wa banatika wa nisa'il mu'minin, yudnina alayhinna min jalabibihin. So you must remember that O Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, tell your honorable wives and spouses, your honorable beloved daughters, wa nisa'il mu'mineen, the men, we must tell our women, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam will tell them, then we also will tell them, yudnina alayhinna min jalabi bihin. Surah chapter 33 verse 59, you have to cover your whole body. I was in one of these places, one person came to me, so Friday, I was in Komati. So this person came, now you don't know who's who nowadays, you know, because the people, mashallah, the men are also in niqab now with the mask and all that. So he came, mashallah, he hugged me and I hugged him, all that. You say, you know me? I look, I see, but I can't see you properly, Baji, you know, nice big white beard. So then he removed the mask and everything. I said, oh, now I know who's who. So imagine we live in such a time that we don't know who's who in the zoo, you know, and this type of things, yeah. So the men, women got niqab on, the men got the mask on, and life goes on, you know. So Allah make easy, Allah give shifa to one and all who are ill and sick. Allah grant maghfirah to all, especially our Mawlana Hanif Panda who just passed away, and all our marhumin. And Allahumma inna na'udhu bika min sayyil asqab. Ya Allah, we seek your protection from the dreaded diseases. Authentic hadith in Sunan Nasai.
From 7 shares of a cow for qurbani, can 5 shares be for people's qurbani and 2 shares used for aqiqah?
Yes, totally permissible. No problem in that. 5 shares for the qurbani, 2 shares the baby boy is born, and now you include that in the cow, in the camel, totally permissible. There's no problem with that.
This is our next question that has come in. Is there any specific du'as to read to protect one from mental illnesses?
Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-junoon. So read the dua, authentic hadith, you must remember in Sunan Nasai. Those of you students, ulama, listening to the program, I know many students, they listen, they send me questions also. So you must remember, if you study the chapter of isti'adha is where you seek the protection. In the famous ahadith kitab, the imam who has the greatest amount of du'as regarding isti'adha is Imam Nasai rahimahullah. So open Sunan Nasai. You must remember that, and you find great copies now. You must remember of Sunan Nasai. Allama Abdul Fattah Abu Ghudda did work on it. Sheikh Albani did work on it, and now you get great, great copies of it and all that. So read all that, and you will find great, great notes there. So Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-junoon. Like how we told you now. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min sayyil asqab. Oh Allah, I seek your protection from the dreaded diseases. Ya Allah, I seek your protection from the junoon, insanity and madness. See, I read for you a verse and then I give you a comment. It's related to the question. Wallahu khalaqakum thumma yatawaffakum. He Almighty Allah Jalla Wala created you. And then same Allah will give you death, right? Allah created us, who got doubt in that? Then the same Allah will give us death. When? Allah alone knows. Now the in-between, between our birth and death. وَمِنْكُمْ مَنْ يُرَدُّ إِلَىٰ أَرْضَلِ الْأُمُورِ لِكَيْ لَا يَعْلَمَ بَعْدَ إِلْمٍ شَيْئًا. Chapter number 16, Surah Nahal, verse 70. You got it? Chapter 16, verse 70. Easy reference. And some of you, you will be returned to your second childhood. I see people today, 60, 70, 80, and they are playing with this, playing with that. They can't pick up a teaspoon. They can't do this. They can't do that. So Ikrimah radiallahu anhu. Who's Ikrimah radiallahu anhu? Abu Jahl dispatched to Jahannam. His son, Ikrimah radiallahu anhu. So you must remember, he came and his wife brought him. Said, come to Rahmatul Alameen. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi will not punish you, and he will accept your tawbah. And accepted it indeed. And then he showed his true metal and so forth. And he was so brave. Long story, how he gave his life and so forth. So Ikrimah radiallahu anhu states, O Ummah, read Quran Sharif. Become a lover of Quran. And Allah will not let you go through the second childhood. You see people today, a burden they are. Allah protect us. So you must to their families and so forth. They can't do anything. So Aradhalil الأمور لا لكي لا يعلم بعد علم شيئا. They lost everything. Whatever they learned, they forgot everything. So Allah protect us. So you ask Allah, three du'as I'm giving you now. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min sayyil asqam. Oh beloved Allah, I seek your protection from the dreaded diseases. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-junoon. Ya Allah, I seek your protection from the insanity and madness. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika an uraddu aw an uradda ila ardhalil umur. Ya Allah, that I seek your protection, that I am sent back to my second childhood. Ya Allah, you protect me. Don't make me muhtaj of anybody, Ya Allah, besides you. So these three du'as, all you will find in Sunan Nasai. Wa aghnina bi fadlika amman siwak. Ya Allah, enrich us and make us independent bi fadlika, through your benevolence, mercy and grace. Amman siwak, make us muhtaj of you, dependent on you and not on creation. Subhanallah, everything you will find in Islam, but people want to go, yeah, east, west, and Allah alone knows where. So if you look at Quran Sharif, study Quran Sharif by ulama-i haqqani, ulama-i rabbani, the true ulama, and the ahadith mubarakah, and you will find everything, mashallah.
Khair for that, Mufti Sahab. Mufti Sahab, what is the message from Surah An-Nisa?
You must remember Surah Nisa is entitled the Surah for the women. There are so many social issues. You see, in the pre-Islamic days, Al-Ayyamul Jahiliyyah, women did not have a share in inheritance like today. So many people are crooking their sisters and their daughters and so forth. I know of examples, they tell the daughter, no, you're not going to get a share. So she asked, why I'm not getting a share? She said, no, you see, Betty, oh daughter, when we perform your marriage, you got married, it cost me 1 million, 3 million, 5 million. So now you're not in. That is absolutely haram. You go straight to Jahannam. Quran says that. Surah 4, verse 14. وَمَنْ يَعْصِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَيَتَعَدَّ حُدُودًا. You disobey Allah. You disobey Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam regarding inheritance. You go beyond the limits. You increase someone's share. You decrease and deprive someone's share. يُدْخِلْهُ نَارًا خَالِدًا فِيهَا. Allah dispatches that person straight to Jahannam and the hellfire. He stays there for very, very long time in Jahannam. Allah protect us. وَلَهُ عَذَابٌ مُهِينٌ. For such a person, remember, is the humiliating, disgraceful punishment. Chapter 4, verse 14. So, women's issues. One. Two, talaq issues. They used to give 100 talaq. Islam says, At-talaqu marratan. So, all this you will find. But that's in Surah Baqarah. But the other laws of talaq also you will find. Polygamy. So people just make 5 wives, 10 wives, 20 wives. They don't bother. Allah says no. You got 4, and that you must do justice. فَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُوا. If you cannot do justice with your 2, 3, 4 wives, then old is gold. You stick with your first wife. So that is what you must do. Then next one, you see, Almighty Allah taught us the role of the husband, taught us the role of the wife. الرِّجَالُ قَوَّامُونَ عَلَى النِّسَاءِ. That you, the man, you are the maintainers of the women and so forth. So many issues are discussed in Surah An-Nisa, and therefore it is dedicated to the women. So that is what Islam is teaching us. See today, see I show you another myth. You understood? When you study this Western system, you just wonder, you know. They say we want to bring about gender equality. Now, what do you mean by gender equality? If you mean in the absolute sense, so it means the men will have to fall pregnant. It means the men will have to breastfeed, if you mean in the absolute sense. So obviously, that can never happen. So we say Allah created men and women. So how Allah created us? With different responsibilities and different roles. So Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to his beloved daughter Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha, oh my beloved Fatima, Mary Ladli, you see everything in the house, you responsible. And you are my son-in-law, you Sayyidina Ali, everything outside, you responsible. So you are are the minister of home affairs and he is the minister of foreign affairs, just to give you the terminology like we use today. If we do this, see how much harmony, how much peace, tranquility. But we want to do our own system. Now the husband is staying in the house and the woman is going to work. Now you tell me, are we asking for trouble or not? So you must remember, Islam is the natural system. Fitratullahi allati fatara an-nasa alayha. Therefore, to our non-Muslim listeners, I always will tell you, study Islam without, don't study Muslims. That will be a big mistake. Study Islam without any jaundiced eye and without blinkers and prejudice, and you will see it's a natural system across the board and spectrum, in the economic system, in the political system, social system, and it's your natural home. So that is what our message is. Islam for all and all for Islam.
Our last few questions. Is it permissible to have fresh plants in a bathroom which also has a toilet?
Yes, you must remember, people are human, you know. Our women are masters. So one Kala will tell me, can I plant near a kwanu bathroom? So I ask Kala, why you can't put plants in? They say, making zikr. So I say, everything makes zikr. Quran says, wa im min shay'in illa yusabbihu bihamdihi walakin la tafqahuna tasbihahum. Everything Allah Ta'ala created is making zikr. So whether it is walls, whether it is the trees, whether it is the plants, whatever. What are they reading? Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. That is what they are reading. The animals, the marine life, the whatever. So every creation, but you human being, you cannot understand it. So remember, if you put fresh plants, you put dust in your toilet, dust that. You know, there's a bad odor there and all that. So therefore, you got your big sprays. So you put the flowers there, or maybe some good odor will come. So anyway, it's permissible that, you must remember that. Our women sometimes they get carried away. Not all, we're speaking of some. So remember that totally fatwa will be permissible.
We have heard of many imams passing away from the past few months, and especially they have been imams of the masjids or the masajids. What's the duties of the trustees towards the families of these imams?
We must remember that in a case like this, we don't know what is. You must remember the contract. But as a moral obligation, my appeal, humble appeal to all the trustees, now you take Maulana Hanif Pandor, Rahimahullah, I don't know exactly how many years and so forth and so on. I'm just using him because his news came. Now Allah grant Jannatul Firdaus. So you must remember that whenever the imam is there, he served your community and so forth and so on. So at least the iddat period, you know, the 130 days. So let's say 4 months wages and so forth. So I don't know. This is just a suggestion. So at least that month, you know, that much you, the trustee, should give the family, you know. Especially if the man served you 10, 20, 30 years and so forth and so on. So it becomes, I don't say it's compulsory, but I'll say it is a moral, akhlaqi farz, you know. Our Sheikh, our Ustadul Ustad, you must remember Hazrat Mawlana Zubair Ali Nawwar Allah Marqadahu. I was in the janazah also, he passed away, you understand? I was still not even baligh. So in 67, he passed away in Muharram on a Friday. So I still remember I was there. So mashallah, if you go to Leslie, the Leandra community, so mashallah, they had a fund, everything for the family, the children were young and so forth. So you must remember, you appreciate the wali of our time, Hazrat Mawlana Zubair Ali Nawwar Allah Marqadahu. So I'm suggesting this to you, not for myself, for you, for your imams and so forth and so on, that you should think about these type of things here, that they must have some infrastructure, that you must remember that when the imam passes away. Just the other day I told Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Haq Sahab, I say, Hazrat, ya akhri teen mehne mein, in this past 3-4 months now, more than 100 ulama in different parts of the world passed away. So imagine how many ulama are living that we know, and what about others we don't know. So therefore, it's very, very good and important that we should have some infrastructure for them when they are gone, for their families, their wives, their children, and so forth. Allah make easy for everybody.
Mufti Saab, we say Jazakallah Khair of Mufti Saab. That brings us to the end of the Q&A segment. We request Mufti Saab's Nasiha to conclude today's program.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. My Nasiha is three. As we are approaching the ending of 1441 Islamically, remember Ummah, daily we are hearing this person passed away, that person passed away. Ask ourselves this question: am I ready to meet my Allah? Ask ourselves that question. Am I ready? Are you ready? So what are we doing about it? So let us change for the better. Remember that akhirat ki tayyari. Let us start preparing for the year after. We're all on a journey. But who's going first, who's going second, that only Allah knows. So second one, start making sincere tawbah. And beg Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, those of you who got accounts and you got loans and so forth, try and pay everything out as soon as possible. So that when a person passes away, there's no debts and no loans and no accounts and all these type of things. And then our world, keep it ready. You must remember, death can strike any time. No true Muslim should be passing away interstate. Interstate means we die and there's no world. Big problems Islamically and legally, and now the children, big problems for them, because then the law of the land becomes effective. So all these are issues. And now, very good question, you must remember, have some infrastructure for the imams and the ulama who are serving you so many years. So you should have something in place for them and so forth. And inshallah, let's give you the programs. Inshallah, Hafiz Yusuf Kala, well, he's not, inshallah, Nazam will be Hafiz Yusuf Kala's, and then the Asr Azan, and then Dars-e Quran with Mufti Ahmad Khanpuri, Hafizullah, and regarding Wahi, and thereafter the Maghrib, and then the Surahs, and then the legal framework, that is Hafiz Suhail, and mashallah, that will go from 6 to 8, mashallah. So that will be, then 8 o'clock, we got Paradise Jannah with Sheikh Zahir Mahmood, and then 9 o'clock after the Isha Azan, the ladies program, Sheikh Mumtaz, and then to this thing, 10 o'clock will be Rahmat Alam Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and 11 o'clock will be Aulad Ki Tarbiyat. So wonderful programs in Urdu, English, inshallah. So make dua for us and the Ummah at large. And we have to thank our Muhsineen, all the people who do us so many favors, our Haji Muhammad Ikhlas and the entire capital group. Allah Ta'ala bless him, bless his wife, parents, children, brothers, all of them, sister. And to you, Haji Muhammad Yusuf and your family, Hafiz Shabir Basha and your family, our brother Faisal Asmal, his family, my brother Muhammad Khan, yeah, Allah give him complete shifa in Lanesia, and likewise Mohana Ahmed Dokrat, our Bhuti Ghani, and everybody. So Allah give all the family shifa kamil where there are people who are ill and sick. And remember that we all are in this journey together and we want to be successful. So daily read the dua, Tawaffani Muslim وَأَلْحِقْنِي بِصَالِحِينَ. Ya Allah, let me die and pass away with Iman and Islam, and unite us with the pious devout servants. And last but not least, we thank our Hafiz Hussein Wadi. MashaAllah, he's coordinating the program for Muharram also. So MashaAllah, those who want to contact Hafiz Hussein Wadi, you can contact him. Allah Jalla Wala reward you, Hafiz Ab, and Allah Jalla reward your family. Barakallahu Fik. Salamu Alaikum Wa Rahmatullah wa barakatuh. Tomorrow is holiday also. Our programs will continue as normal, as per schedule, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
We say shukran and wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to Mufti Saab and to you, the esteemed listeners listening to us this afternoon, locally, nationally, as well as internationally. Until next time, we request your du'as. We say wa sallallahu ala nabiyyi al-ummiyyi fi amanillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.